Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Pastor Wayne Anthony Lewis of the Word Incorporated Church, where eyes are forever open and hearts are forever changed. Today I want to spend some time just speaking about, well, it's more of a question, it's rhetorical, but I think it's kind of profound. And the question is this: how big is your God? Have you thought about the God that you're serving? How big is he? How strong and how mighty and how loving and how great is your God? Now, the reason why I'm asking this question is that I often find myself on a slippery slope where I will teach a message, I'll preach a message, feel good, feel confident, swinging from the chandeliers metaphorically, and then life happens. I get some news, an email comes in, my phone rings, and it's like, oh my gosh, how am I going to handle that? What am I going to do? And I know the answer should be, I need to pray. I need to spend some time asking God for some wisdom and direction. But the reality is that sometimes I don't do that. I lean upon my own understanding. I try to figure it out because the question was proposed to me, or, you know, I'm the one who caused that self-inflicted wound. Not making an excuse, but just trying to keep it real with you here on Selah. But whenever I take the time to really think about God, think about his wonders, think about his grace, when I think about what God has done for me and for others, you know, I honestly get to the place where it's like, man, forgive me. Forgive me for even trying to figure this out myself. Forgive me for walking in my own understanding. Just forgive me, God, for failing you. Think about this. The God of the Bible, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, in Genesis, says that in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth was formless and void. So automatically, the Bible gives God the credit for creating pretty much everything that we know. And there's no way about it. There's no way around it. The Bible says that the earth was without form and it was void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And then the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And then something amazing happens in verse 3 of Genesis 1. It says, "And God said, let there be light. And there was light." Now, we understand that that's the sun. The sun is the largest star in our solar system, one of billions of stars in the universe. In fact, scientists have deduced that the universe is about 13.8 billion years old. And it takes light. Light travels at 186,000 miles per second. In other words, the universe is huge, and God is the one who created that. So what I do now, whenever I feel that my situations are impossible or improbable, I think about how big my God is. How really big is God? And I realize that nothing that I'm going through in my day, in my life, in my limited understanding, is too profound for the God of the Bible. Jesus is big enough to handle it. I wonder if Moses had that same thought. The Bible says that when God introduced himself to Moses, God commanded Moses to do something that was darn near impossible. He said, "Moses," and I'm paraphrasing, "I want you to end slavery in Egypt." In fact, I want you to go there. I want you to speak to Pharaoh, and I want you to tell Pharaoh and the rulers to set my people free. Let them go. And Moses was like, man, I can't do this. I'm not articulate. Who am I? In fact, I'm wanted for murder over there. But nevertheless, Moses went, and God did multiple miracles, and 3.5 million people were set free. But then God tells Moses, I want you to bring these people to the desert. And he did. So what happened was interesting. The U.S. Government decided to figure out just what it would take to feed 3.5 million people. And this is what they came up with. They said it would take 1,500 tons of food every day in order to feed 3.5 million people. The U.S. quarter marshal also said that it would take 4,000 tons of firewood in order to cook the food that was necessary to provide for these 3.5 million people and to keep those people warm at night in the desert. In addition to that, they said it would take something like 11 million gallons of water every day just so they can drink. We're not speaking about bathing or washing their clothes, just to drink. In other words, the U.S. Army Quartermaster General said it would be impossible for this to happen. I only say that to say this. The God of the Bible did that. Not for one day, not for 7 days, not for 30 days, but for 40 years, he provided for Israel when they were going through the wilderness journey. When you open up your eyes and you realize how great God is, you also realize that according to Ephesians 2, that God tells us that faith is a gift, that God has given each and every one faith, a measure of faith, enough faith to believe in him, enough faith to hope in him, enough faith to trust in him. God has given us enough faith. I quote Ephesians 2:8, it says, for by grace you were saved through faith, and not that of yourself. It is a gift of God. God has given us the gift of faith because he wants us to believe in him. He wants us to trust him. But what is faith? The Bible defines faith as it's the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith is that invisible, tangible ability to believe what you haven't seen, but you believe it as if you've seen it and touched it and felt it, where there's no doubt in your heart. It's like if you have never physically touched a peacock or a kangaroo, but you know somewhere on this planet one exists. Now, someone would say, oh, no, and I've seen pictures of it. But we all know pictures can be fake. Pictures can be doctored. But something tells you that, no, that animal is realistic. I know somewhere on this planet there is, whether it's in a zoo or in the wild, there is such thing as a peacock and there's such thing as a kangaroo. Well, for believers, our faith gives us that ability to take God at his word, to know that there's nothing that we are going through that he is unable to help us through. It's powerful, and faith is necessary. Understanding how big your God is understanding God through the lens or the paradox of faith. Will you have faith in God? there's an emphasis that God is real. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they're real and they love me and they want a relationship with me. It's the kind of faith that causes a person to change their life, to say, you know, I'm no longer going to live according to this world. I'm no longer going to lie and to steal and to cheat. I'm no longer going to be a player, just go around and try to hustle people. I'm just going to trust God. I'm going to live within my means. I'm going to believe God for a better today and tomorrow. I'm going to trust him. It's understanding that God is a God of his promise. I taught a message about a year and a half ago that says promise keeper, that God keeps his promises. That every word in the Bible is true. It has to come to pass or it already came to pass. Everything that God says is accurate. Listen. See, when it comes to the matter of faith and approaching God in prayer, the people of God have a very precious promise. God invites us to pray to him because he wants to show us, he wants to do for us. He wants us to understand that we can rely on him, that God can be trusted. How big is your God? Is he big enough to bring healing to you? Is he big enough to restore your marriage? Is he big enough to help you out financially? Is he big enough? It's interesting because whenever I really take the time to think about the universe, when I was younger, I wanted to be an astronaut. And to be honest with you, I still have that same desire. I want to see space. I want to understand it. I go to planets and I don't know. It's just that part of me that has never died. That the universe, the galaxies are tremendous. And God created all of that. I want to know what he was thinking. Listen, in our solar system, there's 9 planets, and the Earth is the 3rd planet from the sun, and it is the exact distance away from the sun in order to sustain life on as we know it. You know, why didn't God make the Earth as big as Jupiter or Saturn? He made it this size. And why aren't we closer to the sun or further away from the sun? He could have done whatever he wanted to do, wouldn't make a difference. But he did that. So it gives me confidence and it gives me hope knowing that whatever it is I'm going through, that he's big enough to handle it. My job is to give it to him and not pick it up again. I would want to encourage you today, wherever you are, whatever you're going through, just think, how big is your God? And perhaps you realize what you're worrying about is insignificant because there's nothing to worry about. God is in control. God is all-powerful. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. God can be trusted. God loves you. And just as I conclude that there's no mistaking the God that I'm speaking about. I'm speaking about God the Father, God the Son, that's Jesus Christ, and God the Holy Spirit. The 3-in-1. The 1-in-3. Hey, thank you for taking this time and listening to Selah. I'll talk to you later. Bye for now.